Petula Martin is here with the Business News. Morning, Petula.
Thanks, Audrey. Good morning. Fears in financial markets appear to have eased after regulators agreed a rescue deal for Credit Suisse. The bank was bought by rival UBS on Sunday after regulators worked around the clock to secure the takeover. Along with the collapse of two smaller US banks, its struggles had sparked fears over the global financial system. Hopes that the deal would help contain the crisis helped lift shares in Europe and the US. Catherine Hannan, Head of Private Clients at Gresham House Ireland, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Fears have eased. Was that because regulators moved fast enough to reassure investors?
Yeah, I think markets took a lot of comfort from that. But I think markets are also pausing for a breather after the events of the past week or two, which have unfolded very quickly. And we've seen, you know, a change within how some bondholders are treated within the bank. Credit Suisse was a very particular case. It is a bank that has been, you know, involved in calamities over the past two decades. Everything from, you know, dictators being involved with them, you know, money launderers. We've had tuna bond scandals in Mozambique. So it has swung from crisis to crisis. And the most recent crisis was this misstatement in its financial reporting over 2 weeks ago. When its largest shareholder, Saudi National Bank, were asked if they would support Credit Suisse, they said no. And then this triggered a liquidity crisis and deposits started being pulled out of Credit Suisse.
Under the merger deal, holders of Credit Suisse additional Tier 1 bonds will get nothing, while shareholders who usually rank below bondholders in terms of who gets paid when a bank or company collapses will receive over $3 billion. Why were shareholders prioritised?
Yeah, and I think this is what the market is pausing to digest. Shareholders in the takeover were not given an option to agree or disagree with the takeover. So there is a sentiment or a feeling out there that Swiss authorities were placating shareholders by, you know, writing these AT1 bondholders down to zero. And you are right, in the traditional hierarchy of a bank, these bondholders would rank over shareholders. But in this particular instance, the Swiss authorities have turned that on its head, with shareholders likely to benefit from some residual value from the takeover and bondholders walking away with nothing. And I think the sector is trying to digest, what does this mean for AT1 bondholders across the financial sector?
We saw the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in the US last week, and there are worries about another regional bank, First Republic, as we heard in the interview before the break. Is contagion here still a concern despite the rescue of Credit Suisse?
Yeah, and I think, you know, any concern in the financial sector is very triggering for investors, especially Irish investors after what we experienced in 2008. But what we have here are two very different banks with two very different sets of problems and two different jurisdictions. And we shouldn't necessarily conflate the two to arrive at the point where we think there's contagion in the banking system. It was a confluence of events that led to two different banks with two similar outcomes. But European banks at large are very well capitalised. Regulation in Europe is incredibly strong, and we don't believe that there is a contagion system across the banking sector in Europe.
Is that nervousness a hangover from the financial crisis?
Yeah, I think so. As I said earlier, you know, I think any kind of concern around banks is triggering for investors. And, you know, if you look at kind of the macroprudential rules over the last decade since then, regulators have, you know, changed banks and how they approach their capital management and discipline. And that all goes back to our experience back in 2008.
So we learned the lessons from the financial crisis.
I think so.
Okay. Catherine Hannan, Head of Private Clients at Gresham House Ireland, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.